On Mondays, we talk about technology. Today, we go to a town outside Johannesburg, South Africa, where a group of school children are clutching new laptops. The computers are from the One Laptop Per Child Project. That's an organization trying to bring durable, low-cost laptops to underprivileged school children all over the world. The project has been plagued by management disputes and competition from other laptop makers, but it continues to roll out the devices. Our story today involves two sisters from Boston who were instrumental in this latest delivery. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton was there when the laptops arrived.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters.
Tulani Madondo heads the Cliptown Youth Program in one of South Africa's poorer black and mixed-race suburbs. The youth center is hidden behind the railroad tracks up a dirt road. Madondo kicked off the proceedings with the national anthem sung by dozens of cheering schoolchildren and local residents on a bright sunny day. The genesis of the project to provide one laptop each to 100 children in Cliptown goes back a few years. That's after Boston High School students, 17-year-old Hannah Weber and her sister Julia, who's 15, first visited South Africa, made friends in Cliptown, and decided they wanted to help. Julia first, then Hannah.
We saw how strong a sense of community they had, and we thought that the laptops would bring in a different sense of community, you know, like one they have online with the mesh network, and we thought it would just be great for them to have this experience.
We have 100 laptops for these kids, and we just can't wait to give it to them, so we're so excited about it.
The ambitious One Laptop Per Child project is the brainchild of Nicholas Negroponte, a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He's also a friend of the Weber sisters' father, Larry Weber. The Cliptown youngsters were excited and welcomed their visitors with performances of song and dance. Larry Weber has been instrumental in helping the schoolgirls. Clicking away, taking photos of the event, he said bringing the laptops to Cliptown was a dream come true.
My daughters had come here, Anna and Julia, 2 years ago with a school group from the United States. They were very moved by the community here, and I was explaining to them I had brought home that evening a prototype of what is called the Exo Computer, and the girls said, gee, Dad, it would be great if those kids in Cliptown could have a chance to use the XO.
Weber said the laptop project has already been introduced to Afghanistan, Haiti, Pakistan, and Rwanda. This is their first foray into South Africa. He said the laptops were specially created for kids to withstand harsh treatment and went through rigorous tests.
First, we had an oven that goes up to 180 degrees, make sure that nothing melts. We dropped them 10 times from 5 feet and see if anything breaks. Nothing broke. We dunked them in a bathtub, and then my favorite was burying them in a few feet of sand and then taking it out and see if they still work. And they still work.
The laptops were meant to cost less than $100 a piece, but are almost double that price, though the project reckons that should drop to below $100 once the machines are mass-produced. Packed with attractive features, including a built-in camera, there were huge smiles as the children lined up for the presentation of the boxed-up little green and white machines.
I'm Nelisiwe Walaza. I'm 17 years old. I'm carrying a laptop, and I'm very happy and excited about it. It's a really great opportunity for us.
What are you going to be doing with your laptop?
Of course, I am going to do games. Yeah, and other things that will be very educational. I mean, education is a key to success, and I think everybody has a right to education, and this is going to help us a lot.
Definitely a success with the Cliptown kids. 100 new EXO laptops and 100 satisfied customers. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Cliptown, South Africa.